We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim L'Suda, Halacha Gimel, in middle of Ois Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas itzvoin yadayim haneemar bedoyer hamabul shemordu mamokoyim." This is why when the Torah talks about the crimes of the doyer hamabul, the people during the time of the flood, and it uses the term atzvus, depression, it mentions it's specifically related to the hands, itzvoin yadayim. As the pasuk says, when Noach was born, Ze yinachamenu mimaseinu umeyitzvon yadenu. He's going to be a consolation from our misdeeds and our itzvon yodayim. Ki ikar hapegam shu bechinas atzvus bechinas vayisatze veliboy hu noigea biyodayim daika. Kimuvon bedivrei Rabbeinu al pasuk meyitzvon yadenu anal hamuva b'mayim arviyom abikurim simenon vav ayin shom. Because the worst pegam, which is called atzvus, depression, affects the hands specifically, as is brought in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph. Ki ikar pegam kol ho'averois noigea biyodayim, because the defect that's caused by all sins affects the hands specifically. Shein bechinas klolias kol ha'Torah kula, the hands which symbolize the totality of the Torah, klal kol ha'olam kulay, and the hands also symbolize the totality of the world. Kamay shomar Reb Eliezer HaGadol kodem istalkusoy, as we find Reb Eliezer HaGadol when he was about to pass away, the Torah says, the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh writes, sheherim shnei yodov, he lifted up his two hands, v'omar, and he said, vay letrein toirois de savidu me'alma, woe is to these two Sefer Torahs that are going to be lost to the world. And he used his hands as being symbolic of Sifrei Torah. Ukamay Shekosuv, and there's another pasuk that says, Af Yodi Yosto Eretz V'Mini Tovcho Shamayim. My hand established the earth, and my right hand established the heavens. So we see that the hands are used to symbolize the totality of the world, heaven and earth. Because we know that Hashem used the Torah to create the world. Shehu b'chinas shtei hayodayim, and the Torah is symbolized by the two hands. V'alkein ikar hapegam chas v'sholom magia b'hayodayim. And therefore, any time a defect is caused as a result of a sin, it affects the hands specifically. V'azai hayodayim b'bechinas v'idei Moshe kvedim. And then the person's hands are defective. As we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that when he was davening to Hashem, his hands were lifted up in tefillah. When he became tired and he couldn't do it anymore, it says the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu were heavy. Ki Moshe hu hadas shemer b'Yisrael l'shamrom l'atzilo midei aveirot. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the symbol of the master of das, seichel. He's the one who shines das into Bnei Yisrael to guard us and save us from sins. And again, Rav Nosson Zal uses the word midei avera, from the hands of sins. That's the terminology that's used. Umi shenichnas boi ruach shtus, whereas when a ruach shtus, when foolishness enters a person, umesalek hadas mimenu chas v'shalom, and the person's das leaves him, v'oise eize chet v'yovoim, and the person commits some type of a crime, a sin, azai magia hapegam leMoshe shehu klolias haTorah, then the sin affects Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is symbolic of the entire Torah, veikra pegam beyadayim kanal, and the main place where the sin affects is the hands. Bebechinas videi Moshe kvedim, as the pasuk says, the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu became heavy. Videi daika, the hands specifically. V'zeh shekosov, and this is why the pasuk also says, v'shoimer yodov me'asois kol ro, and a person who watches his hands from committing anything wrong. Shoimer yodov daika. Note again, the Torah keeps emphasizing that it's the hands that have to be watched. And Rav Nosson Zal is mentioning this regarding the importance of netilas yadayim l'suda, because he wants to teach us the significance of washing your hands before eating a meal. Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here that when the Torah discusses the negative effects of an avera, it mentions specifically the hands. Just a note that the word videi here is being used to refer to the hands. Netilas yodayim is washing the hands. When it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu having his arms lifted up in tefillah, there the word videi is referring to the entire arm. So that in Hebrew, especially in our case, the word yad is being used interchangeably to refer to hand and arm, both. Ois beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtzo sheker ha-pegam ba-yodayim. So therefore we see from these proofs that when a sin affects a person, the most specific place that it affects is the hands. And this is why a Jew is supposed to lift up his hands or his arms, his hands, towards his brain, towards his head, which is the center of Das. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Su'u yedeichem kodesh uvorchu. Lift up your hands in holiness and bless Hashem. That's part of the procedure of washing one's hands for Suda, is that after you pour the water on your hands, you lift up your hands towards your head. Kedei lahamshich heoras kedushas hadas shubichinas moish ala yodayim daiko kedei linotz alayde zeh midei avera. The symbolism in that is that you want to draw the das, which is the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is coming from your brain, into your hands, in order to protect yourself from yedei avera, as it's called, from the hands of sin. Ki kol hachatoim tluyim biyodayim daiko kanal, because all sins are related to the hands, specifically. I don't want to go into it in detail here, but I remember there's a place in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal mentions, quoting from the Zohar HaKadosh, that it says that the Jews brought their gold and silver and gave it to Aharon HaKohen to make the golden calf, the Egel HaZohav. So it says over there in the Pasuk, Vayikach miyodom, he took it from their hands. And the Zohar HaKadosh makes a point of saying over there that this was tremendously significant, that he took it from their hands. Had they put it down and then him taking it, it wouldn't have had the same effect. That this issue of the hands playing a very, very important role in Avera, that when an Avera is done, the hands are very significant. And again, as part of the tikkun in this issue of Netilas Yodayim Lesuda, the washing of the hands plays a very significant role in Yiddishkeit. We find on a halacha level, in a different area completely, on Shabbos, for example, this is, again, it's not related, but it is related in a certain way, that if, let's say, a mailman delivers something to your house, you're not allowed to take it for on Shabbos, in places, in Chutz Laretz, in places where they deliver mail on Shabbos. You're not supposed to take it in your hands. You're supposed to tell him to put it down. If he puts it down, then you're allowed to pick it up from there. Again, depending on the circumstances, etc., but that's an aspect of it. V'ze b'chinas netilas yodayim kedei letaher es hayodayim dai kol yidei meimei hadas. And this is the concept of pouring hands, washing one's hands with water, to purify the hands, especially using what? Using water. Water is the symbol of das many times. It's called the Yam HaChochma, the Sea of Wisdom. Shezeh HaDas Matzil u'metaher es Yisroel mikol ha'avoines kanal. And we said earlier that when a person has das, they will not commit sins. When a person commits sins, it's because they lost their das, because some foolishness entered into them. So that the pouring of the water on the hands, the water is the symbol of das. You're washing the hands, which are the kalim that are most susceptible to sin. You're pouring das on them to protect them from sin. And we do this specifically before eating. Kedei shetieh ho'achilo bebechina ha'soras ha'rotzon. So that our eating should be one of holiness, one that's related to this He'oras HaRotzon, where when the person eats, he receives an intense feeling of desire for Hashem. Paragraph Gimel. Umi shemezalzel chas v'shom beretil sedayim v'ochel b'loy netilo hu b'chinas pegam achilas eitz hadas toivoro shekoilel kol havoyne shebetoiro. If a Jew chas v'shom eats a meal with bread without washing his hands, then his eating is in the concept of the eating of the Eitz Hadas, which is symbolic of the totality of all sins. The eating of the Eitz Hadas symbolizes a violation of the entire Torah from head to toe. Ki ikar pegam achilas eitz hadas hu bebechinas yodayim. Because when we talk about the sin of eating from the eitz hadas, the hands played a very important role there. As the pasuk says, vatikach mipirioi vatoichal. She took from the fruit and she ate. Why does the Torah have to say that? Could have simply said vatoichal. Of course, we don't think she had her hands behind her back and was eating with her mouth, you know, doing a circus act. Logically, we would assume she took with her hands. The fact that the Torah wrote those additional words, vatikach, she took it with her hands, shows again that the hands are the kelim that play the most outstanding role, usually, in an avera being initiated. And just as a side note, if I recall, in the Bnei Yisachar, he brings that if you look in the Chumash, where it discusses the eating of the Eitz Hadas, four of the five senses are mentioned there. Vatikach mipirei, she took, which is the sense of touch, the hands. She ate is taste. It says she saw that the fruit was delicious. She saw, that's the eyes, sight. And she spoke. She told Adam Arishin, you know, to take from it also. So four of the senses played a role. The only one which didn't play a role is the sense of smell.
Hearing.
I'm sorry, then it's not the hearing. She listened to the snake. It says there, she listened to the snake. She took from the fruit, she ate, and she gave to Adam Arishin. So four of the five senses played a role. Smell is the only one that didn't. And that's why when we talk about Moshiach, the Bnei Yisachar says, when we talk about Moshiach, Moshiach is called Ruach HaPeinu Moshiach Hashem. Moshiach is going to be the antidote. He's the only one who's in a position to finalize the Tikkun of the Eitz Hadas, because he comes from a place that wasn't defiled by the Eitz Hadas. That's the one sense that did not play a role in the eating from the Eitz Hadas. That's why Moshiach is Begimatria Nochosh. He's the antidote, the Zelum Azel of the Nochosh. And it's brought, if I'm not mistaken, that each one of the months of the year correspond to this, to the senses. And if I'm not mistaken, Marcheshvan, which is the month that we're in now, corresponds to the sense of smell. The Bnei Yisachar has a whole drush on that. This is a side note, but again, here Rav Nosson Zal emphasizing this issue of the hands, that Averois, Yidei Averois, it says in the Mishnah, and in our Tfilois. And that's the concept of when it came to Eitz Hadas, Vatikach Mipirioi. Vikra Pigam, Shechlu Maichel, Sheino Meir Boi Heros Harotzoin. And the main Pigam in eating from the Eitz Hadas was that they ate in a manner that would not lead to Heoras HaRotzoin. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likut Imran that proper eating is where the eating leads to Heoras HaRotzoin, to where the eating activates an intense desire inside of the person of wanting to come close to Hashem. That's supposed to be one of the most important objectives and accomplishments of eating, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likut Imran, the second half, chapter 7, which is what we're discussing now. Ki horotzoin hu lemalo min hakol, because this concept of desire, yearning to come close to Hashem, is above everything. Afilu min hadas diktusha. It's even above understanding. It's above learning. It's above learning to try to understand serving Hashem. Higher than that is wanting to serve Hashem. The shalom bebechinas rotzoin ein shum achizas hasitra achro klal. And when we talk about this level called rotzoin, there the sitra achro cannot touch it in any way whatsoever. Ki kulo b'machshava is barira, because the Zohar HaKadosh says when it comes to machshava, when it comes to das, sechel, that's where the main birur takes place between good and bad. That's where there's the main process of sorting out good from bad and refining it, etc., etc. That's in machshava, which is called chochma bina. Whereas when we go to rotzoin, rotzoin is referred to as keser, above chochma bina, avo lemala min machshava, lemala min das, shu bechinas rotzoin, shu lemala min koil. Ein lohem shum achizo klal. When we go to rotzoin, which is called keser, there is no concept of bad whatsoever. There is no aspect. The sitra achra can't touch that in any way. V'alkein rotzo Hashem yizborach shelo yoichal odom arishon rak achila shikula bebchinas aras harotzim. And this is why Hashem wanted odom arishon to eat a type of eating which is pure he'oras harotzim, which is pure holiness. Whereas, when we go lower than Ratzon, when we go to the level of Das, there is a concept of good and bad. Eitzadas toivora. There is a potential for the Yetzirah to plug into it. Rav Nosazal says, because the main reason for Hashem creating man was that man would achieve this concept of rotzon, this pure desire to come close to Hashem. Sheyizke b'shleimus lebechinas oras harotzon, that man would be zeiche to achieve this concept of rotzon b'shleimus, a total, a 100% desire to serve Hashem, to please Hashem. Shezeh tachlis hashlemus, that's the essence of perfection. Kimuvon b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'kama mekoymos, as is brought in many places in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. U'bifrat b'sipurov shesipur imonu, and especially in the stories that he told us, and in his discussion. Sipurov here doesn't mean the sipurim Isis, as much as, not, besides the shiurim, in discussions he had with us. Some of them are already printed in the book Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, Sichoi Saran, where Rabbeinu Zal emphasized that the most important goal of a Jew is to be zeche to rotzon, to be zeche to desire to serve Hashem, desire to please Hashem, and to bump up that desire, to make that desire 100%, where the person gets to a level where he has no other desire whatsoever. All of his desire is dedicated to Hashem, to wanting to come close to Hashem, to wanting to understand Hashem, to please Hashem. Hu Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbon Shel Kol Hanaviim, Tachlis Shleimusoi Beisis Talkusoi Hoyo Shegiya LeTachlis Hashleimus HaRotzoin. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the leading Jew, the rabbi of all the prophets, his perfection was at the time that he passed away, when he reached the level of Shleimus HaRotzon, he reached total Rotzon. Shenistalik b'soich b'chinas raiva deraivim. Because we know the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos at Mincha, which is called raiva deraivim in Aramaic. In Hebrew, it's Rotzon sheberetzonos, desire of desires. That's the terminology that's used about the timing that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Rotzon Shebertzonis, which means the essence of Rotzon. V'odom arishon nivra shiagia tekef l'mayla zu b'shleimus l'b'chnas ha-Rotzon. When Hashem created Odom arishon, Hashem's intent was for Odom arishon to achieve that on day one. For Odom arishon on day one to be plugged into Shleimus ha-Rotzon. This is why Hashem placed Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden immediately. And Hashem instructed him, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichol. From all the trees in the garden, you may eat. You may eat or you should eat. Whereas the Eitz Hadas don't eat. Rav Nosson Zal asks, for the Chayor HaKosher, there seems to be a question here. Why did Hashem say those words, eat from all the trees of the garden? To kids who are learning in yeshiva, or even adults, most of them, everybody knows that Hashem told Adam Rishon not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Nobody remembers hearing anything about Hashem instructing Adam Rishon what, yes, to eat. So if the whole emphasis was, don't eat that, why did Hashem bother saying, eat the others? It seems, based on how we all learn it, that the main emphasis there was, do not eat from the Eitz Hadas. And once Hashem would say that to Adam Rishon would have known automatically, don't eat this one, implies that you may eat all the rest. Why did Hashem bother spelling out, eat from all the rest, and do not eat from the Eitz Hadas?
V'lomo nemar loy beferush mikol eitz hagan ochel toichel.
So Rav Nosson Zal explains, Achilas peiros atzei gan eden heim ikur shleimus odom. However, the Torah is teaching us a very important thing. To be zoichet, to eat from the fruit of Gan Eden, that's the perfection of man. When a person reaches his perfection, it's symbolized by the fact that he is worthy and zoich and privileged to eat from the fruit of Gan Eden. Bechinas achilo kiheim achilo digdusha, because that symbolizes the holiest level of eating. Bechinas achilo shemeir bo heoras harotzim. It's a type of eating where the person receives this intense desire, this total desire for Hashem. Shal yidei achilo kazu boim letachlis hashlemus, whereby through that kind of eating a person achieves his perfection. Sheze bechinas achilas Shabbos. That's the concept of the food that we eat on Shabbos. Or achilas hamon, or the eating of the mon that the Jews ate when they were in the desert. That symbolizes ultimate perfection, the highest level of closeness to Hashem. Ki hamon shochli Yisrael hi bechinas achilo shehi kula bechinas horas harotzim. Because the mon which the Yidden ate in the Midbar symbolizes this type of food that's total horas harotzim. Shehi bechinas mo, which is symbolized by the term mo, what? Bechinas Moshe, kemoshe koso b'mayim ranal, with the name Moshe has two parts to it, the shin and the memhe. Memhe is mo. Mo means what? Rabbeinu Zal writes there on the Kutim Ran that the angels, when they want to reach up to Hashem, when they have yearning desire to Hashem, they say to each other, ma chomis, ma pishpesh. What did you see? What have you touched? Because that what symbolizes a yearning, a level of a person reaching up to something that they can't touch, they can't understand, and yet they just have total desire for it, a level of infinite desire. Ki al shem ze nikra mon, because the Torah tells us that that's why this food was called mon, ki lo yodu mahu, because they didn't know what is it. So they said, ma, what? Ki hamon yorad b'schus Moshe, because we know that the mon came to the Jews in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu b'chinas mo, and Moshe Rabbeinu is this concept of mo, what? B'chinas heoras harotzin, this concept of a person who is total desire for Hashem. All he knows is desire for Hashem. What? Hashem, what do you want of me? What can I do to serve you? That's what the mo has. The mo here has hidden in it everything, just a total burning desire for Hashem. V'ze b'chinas achilas Shabbos shu b'chinas achilas mon. And this is the concept of what we eat, the eating on Shabbos, which is compared to the mon. Kama shekosav, as the Pasuk says, v'yoymer Moshe ichluhu hayoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei Yisrael, eat the mon today. Shenemar al achilas mon, which that Pasuk is written about mon. And it's from that pasuk that we learn out the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos. As we find, the Gemara learns out from that pasuk, the fact that it says the word hayoim three times teaches us about the three meals that a Jew is supposed to eat on Shabbos. So we see that the eating on Shabbos is compared to the mon, which is the holiest food that there is. Because the eating on Shabbos is compared to the mon, as is brought. That's why the halacha is that when a person puts the lechem mishnah on the table for Shabbos, the lechem mishnah is supposed to be covered, and it's supposed to have a tablecloth underneath it. It's supposed to be sandwiched between two coverings. Even those people who during the weekdays do not put a tablecloth on their table, on Shabbos you're obligated to have a tablecloth. That goes underneath the challah. And then there's the covering that you put above the challah, so that the challah is top on bottom covered. Zecher lamon. Just like the mon, when it came to the Jews in the desert, also came sandwiched in a covered below and above. Ki achilas Shabbos hi kula b'chinas rotzon. Because the eating on Shabbos is this type of eating that we're talking about here. It's an eating which gives the person 100% desire for Hashem. That's why, if you'll notice, in the Kiddush on Friday night, and then the Shmoneh Esrei that we say on Shabbos, we emphasize that word, berotzon. We say in Yismachu b'malchuscha, uvashvi rotzisa boi v'kidashtoi. The seventh day of the week is the one that you wanted, Hashem. Uvashvi rotzisa boi. In Kiddush we say, asher kiddushonu b'mitzvoisav v'rotzavonu. V'rotzavonu, Hashem wants us. This is the day on Shabbos, is when there's this unbelievable heoras harotzoin. And we say, bi'ahava uv'rotzoin hinchilonu, or hinchaltonu. That's this tremendous emphasis on Rotzoin. Ki achila Shabbos hi kulo b'chinas Rotzoin. Ki Shabbos hu b'chinas Rotzoin. B'chinas bi'ahavo uv'rotzoin hin chaltonu. B'chinas raiva de raivin shenizgala b'Shabbos. Because this is what Shabbos is symbolic of. It's symbolic of this super intense desire for Hashem. Ki achila Shabbos ze b'chinas oinig Shabbos. The eating on Shabbos is referred to as the pleasure of Shabbos. B'chinas oz tisanag Al Hashem. The Pasuk says, then you will be zechet to have pleasure with Hashem. But it doesn't say im Hashem, it says Al Hashem. Al in Hebrew means above. You will have pleasure above Hashem. What is above Hashem? Zebechinas Rotzoin, Kiyodua. This refers to the concept of Rotzoin, which we said before is symbolic of Keser, the crown. The crown is worn above a person's head. Now, so you have a person, you have a king. The top of the king is his head. Period. That's the top. Above the king is his crown. Kaviyochol, there are certain psukim in the Torah where it uses this term Al Hashem, and the Zohar HaKodesh shows that that refers to Keser. That refers to this highest level. For example, the Gemara says that there are three things which are not toloi in zchus, but rather they're toloi in mazla. The three things are children, life, and parnosa. The Gemara says, these three things, bonei chayim ezoim elav b'zchus etal yemilse, ela b'mazla. They come from mazla. What is mazla? Mazla doesn't mean luck, chas v'shalom, mazla in that sense. Mazla here means the highest level possible, something, the keser. And the Zohar Kodesh brings proof that you find by these three items, when people davened for them, they were davening in an extraordinary way. When it talks about children, it says, Vatispal el chano al Hashem. It doesn't say she prayed to Hashem. It says she prayed kaviyachol above Hashem, al Hashem. This means she was accessing the highest level of kindness of Hashem, which is called the keser. By parnosa, it says, Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha. Place your needs upon Hashem. But again, the word al can mean above, meaning that parnosa, you're tapping into this level called keser, rotzon. And the third item, chayim, it says by Chizkiyo HaMelech that he was told that he's going to die because he refused to get married. He refused to have children. So then it says he was mispalel, and Hashem said to Yishai Navi, go back and tell him, Hineni Yosef al Yomecha. I am going to add new years to your life. You're supposed to die, I'm going to add years. Now in Hebrew, it should have said, Hineni Yosef. I will add. It says, Hineni I, Yosef. Yosef is he will add, H-E. Who's the he over here? It's Hashem talking. So the Zohar HaKadosh says this again is talking about who is Nistar. In Hebrew, there's Noichach and Nistar. Noichach is ato, you, is when you're present. When I say he said the following item, we're referring to someone who's not present, someone who's hidden from us. He's not visible to us right now. That's referring to this level called Keser, Rotzon. We went off a little bit on a tangent just because I wanted to show you that this item is mentioned in several different contexts. The fact that Rotzon is called this level called Al Hashem Kaviyachol. And Rav Nosson Zal is showing Rotzon or Keser. The two terms are used interchangeably at times. And when we talk about the Kiddush of Shabbos, when we talk about the Achilas Shabbos is referred to as Rotzon. It's referred to as this Al Hashem Kaviyachol. Ki oineg ze eden nohor gan, kamay shekosu b'Zohar HaKodesh. Because the Zohar HaKodesh says that the term oineg, which means pleasure, refers to the highest level. The highest levels are the ayin of oineg stands for eden, the nun stands for nohor. The pasuk says nohor yoytze me eden lahashkoy ses hagan. Describing Gan Eden, it uses these three terms, Eden, Nohor, Gan. The first letters of Eden, Nohar Gan spell the word Oineg, which is the symbol of Shabbos. Oineg Shabbos, the pleasure of Shabbos. Kama shekos b'zoyer kodesh b'chinas v'nor yotz me'eden l'ashkos esegan. V'eden hu b'chinas ayin loy roaso. And we know that Eden refers to something which no human eye has seen. It's above the eyes. It's above the das. Shehu b'chinas hasogas harav. That's the concept of the level of understanding of the tzaddik. Shezeu b'chinas heoras harotzon kemuva b'mayim ranal. That's the concept of heoras harotzon, as is explained in that chapter in the Kutumran. There, Rabbi Nizal talks about the Rebbe and the Talmud. The Rebbe is the higher level. The Talmud is the lower level. The Rebbe is this concept of Eden. V'nohor yoytze me'eden z'b'chinas yam ha'chochman al shinim shach me'b'chinas horas adas ha'idei b'chinas moishikan al shumashke sagan. And this nohor that flows from Eden is the concept of the yam ha'chochma, which draws a horas adas through Moshe Rabbeinu, who waters the gan. Hainu asabin udishon this rabbi ubagan, referring to the things that grow in the garden, the grasses and leaves. Hainu nishmois Yisroel, lahashkoisim lachyosim lam shechalim kedusha v'tara, referring to the Jewish nishamois, which the tzaddik waters them and nourishes them with these waters from the Yama Chochma. V'zeh b'chinas gimel sudois shel Shabbos, shem b'chinas oineg Shabbos, eden nohorgan kemuva b'zoyer kodesh. This is the concept of the three meals that we have on Shabbos. They correspond to these three levels called Eden, Nohor, and Gan. Ze bechinas horas ben v'talmud, shehim bechinas horas adas, bechinas yam hachochmanal, shebechinas nohor ayetz me'edem. They represent the light of the student who is drawing from the Rebbe. Ki sudas leil Shabbos, hu bechinas horas atalmud, shebechinas moich horas kevoidoy. The suda of Friday night corresponds to the student, which is the level of mole, Maloich Loretz Kevoidoi, that Rabbi Nizal mentions there. Sheze Bechinas Malchus, Chakal Tapuchim Gadishim. That refers, that corresponds to the lowest sphera called Malchus, which is called Chakal Tapuchim Gadishim. That's the terminology that's used by the Arizal for it. Sudas Shachris, Hu Bechinas Atiko Kadisha. Whereas the morning meal that we eat, Shabbos morning, corresponds to Atiko Kadisha. Shu Bechinas Keser Kiyodua. Atiko Kadisha is referred to as Keser. Bechinas Aye, that's the concept of Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi that Rabbi Nizal mentions there. Kama Shoyim Ramos B'Musaf Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. As we find on Shabbos morning is when we say the words Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. V'zeh Bechinas Hasogas HaBen, Shu Bechinas Aye. That's the concept of the level of understanding of a son. In that chapter in the Kutumran, Rabbi Nizal discusses the student and the son. The student is Maloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, the son is Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. Suda Shlishis, Hu Bechinas Klolius Ben V'Talmud. Whereas Shalashuris is the unity of the son and student. Sheze Ikra Shlemus, that's perfection. Sheyu Nechlolim Zebozeh, when both are united and merged together. Because the Suda Shlishis corresponds to Ze'er Anpin, Bechinas Nachlas Yaakov, it's called the portion of Yaakov, Shehu Mavriach Menakotze Lakotze, which reaches and unites one extreme and the other extreme. Because Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchok is Din, Yaakov is the combination of the two. Yaakov unites Chesed and Din. So here also, the Friday night meal symbolizes the student, the Shabbos morning meal symbolizes the son, Shabbos et Mincha, Suda Shlishis, is Yaakov Avinu, which combines both. Nimtzo she'achila Shabbos u'b'chinas horas harotzon anal. So therefore, the achila of Shabbos is this concept of horas harotzon. V'zeh b'chinas achilas atzei gan eden she'netztav aleim odom harishon mikol etz hagan ochel techol. That's the concept of the instruction that Hashem gave to odom harishon to eat from all the trees of the garden. Ki achilas pri gan eden heim b'chinas eden or gan. Because eating from the fruit of gan eden is this concept of Eden Nohor Gan. Ki hem gedeilem al yidei ha-Nohor ha-Yotz me'Eden, because those fruit grew based on the water, the river that flowed from Eden. Avol me'etz hadas toivoro hizhiro sheloy lecho klal. Whereas Hashem warned Adam HaRishon not to eat from one of the trees, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Because Hashem wanted Adam Rishon to be eating from a place that's pure, where there is no aspect of sitrachra whatsoever. It's pure heora sarotzim. And because Adam Rishon didn't listen, because he did eat from the Eitz Hadas, that's what activated all types of tumah. And we know that the whole concept of eating pure food, food that's not tamei, is dependent on toiveling in the mikveh. When a person goes to the mikveh, he's pure, he's allowed to eat taharos. This is the concept of a person washing his hands before eating. That's the concept of purifying the hands from the filth of the snake. Because we said before that the main stain of a sin is on the hands. The main negative effects of a sin is on the hands. And when a person washes the hands, then he's plugging the hands into the Yam HaChochma, the sea of knowledge. He's lifting it up to the brain, to the Moichin. He's plugging the hands into Kodesh, which is a term that's used for Chochma. Kodesh Yisroel Hashem Reishis Tivuasai. Reishis is Chochma. There are many proofs to this. And then when a person does this, when he washes his hands before eating, and when he lifts his hands up towards his head, now he's drawing his food from the Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma. That kind of Achila leads to Heora Sarotzoin. Because we said that a Jew is supposed to see to it that his eating should be the concept of Heora Sarotzoin. Listen to this now. Because even when the table is set already completely, and the food is already sitting on the table, a person's about to sit down to eat, and all the food is on the table, Adayim Hutzorech Levakesh. The Jew is still required to beg Hashem for food in order to be able to receive his food from the king. As the Zohar HaKadosh says about one of the great tzaddikim, Rav Hamnuna Sava, that even though the food was already in front of him on the table, he refused to start eating without first saying a tefillah for the food, asking Hashem for the food, even though the food was already there on the table. V'omar, and he said, Adis yav mi be'malka, because I'm not going to eat until I know that the food is being given to me from the palace. Special delivery. In other words, I need to know that it's coming to me straight from Hashem's palace. This is the concept of washing one's hands before eating. You wash your hands kidei sheyumsha chamozon mi beimalka. Because by washing your hands, you're tapping into that yama chachma. You're tapping into that horas harotzoin. So that your food is coming from a holy place. It's coming from the king's palace. So that in the food that I'm going to eat should shine this Heora Sarotzoin. And then the food is ready to be eaten by a Jew. Paragraph Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas shulchan mechaper k'mizbeach. Now we could understand why the Gemara says that today, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, a person's table has the ability to atone for his sins the same way that the Mizbeach used to in the Beis HaMikdosh. It used to be that a person committed a sin, he would come to the Beis HaMikdosh, bring a korban, a sacrifice, and that would help him eliminate a sin. Today, if a Jew conducts himself the right way at the table, if a Jew eats achila digdusha, his table takes on the status of the mizbeach, the altar in the Beis HaMikdosh. כי אכילו דקדושו על יודו מזגלו הרוצוין שנמשך מבחינס קוליאס בן ותלמד, שהוא בחינס הדעס של מוישה, שהוא הפך אבוינס כנאו. Because when a person eats properly with holiness, his eating reveals that rotzoin dikdusha that we spoke about earlier, which comes from merging together the son and the student, the ben v'talmid, which is an aspect of the das of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the opposite of sins. Because sins come from foolishness, we said, which is the opposite of das. Shehu b'chinas slachno shezochen b'yom kippur, which corresponds to the slachno, the forgiveness that a Jew is zochen to on Yom Kippur, shaydezeh zochen b'chinas Chanukah, which is what leads to Chanukah, b'chinas Chanukas habayis, shehi b'chinas kloli is ben v'talmid, kemavur kol ze b'maymar hanal ayin shom heitev. Rav Nosson Zal here in four lines summarized what's written in about 300 lines or 600 lines in the chapter on the Likutei Moran there. He's just touching on certain things. He's letting you know that this is tied into the eight different items that are mentioned there. Again, if you want to see those items in detail, look over there on the Likutei Moran where it's discussed elaborately. Nimtza. So therefore, Shehor Asarotzen Shezoichem Bishasu Achilo Nimshach Mibichinas Slicha Savoinois. Based on the equation that you find over there in Likutei Moran, that A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D, leads to E, then A is tied into E. Which means that if we say that Achila Degdusha is a concept of Ho'ora Sarotzoin, then Achila Degdusha is tied into atonement for sins, forgiveness for sins. The Alkein Shulchon Mechaper Kemizbeach. And this is why the Gemara says that a person's table, when a person eats Bigdusha, it has the same power to help him have his sins forgiven as the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki b'chol akorbonois nemar l'rotzoin, b'china asoras arotzoin mekanal. Because if you look throughout the Chumash, very often when it talks about a Jew bringing a sacrifice, it says that this sacrifice should be something that should be an appeasement to Hashem. L'rotzoin lefnei Hashem. The word rotzoin there is used to mean as an appeasement or as something pleasing to Hashem. That's the term that's used many times throughout the Torah when we talk about korbanos, that it's l'rotzoin lefnei Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal shows in this chapter in Likutei Moran, and Rav Nosson Zal shows in the Likutei Halachos that we're talking here, that when a Jew eats properly, his eating is l'rotzoin lefnei Hashem. His eating activates that same power, that rotzoin dikdusha, which is what korbanos did in the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh b'chinas lo'y soichlu v'lo'y siguboy pen temusun ho'yisifu al atzivui. And this is the concept where we find when it came to Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, the Torah says that Hashem told her not to eat from the tree. She went ahead and when she told it over to her husband, I'm sorry, when the snake told it over, when she told it to the snake, she said, the snake said, what did Hashem tell you? She said, Hashem said, don't eat from this and don't touch it. The don't touch it, Hashem had never said. That was something where she added to the instructions of Hashem. Ki ikar ho'isur hu ho'achila. Because the main isur was achila. Touching it wasn't forbidden, it's the achila. Because achila is the critical item. When achila is done properly, it taps into the highest sources of kedusha. It taps into rotzoin, which we said yesterday is above das, it's above chochma and bina, it's the keser. That's when a person eats properly. And when a person eats improperly, they're being poigim in heora sarotzim. They're being poigim in the highest aspect of kedusha. The alkein, and this is why the Gemara says, hamizalzel benetilas yodayim chayev misa, that a Jew who shows a disrespect to the mitzvah of washing one's hands for bread, if he doesn't do that with the proper attitude, with the proper respect, he gets death penalty for it. Bechinas pegam eitz hadas, because it's obviously tied into the pegam of the eitz hadas. Eating, we see the Torah tells us on page one that if you eat wrong, it leads to death. Hashem told Adam Rishon, don't eat this. They went ahead and Hashem said, on the day that you eat it, you're going to die. So we see that a pegam in achila is a concept of a death penalty. That's why the Gemara says that if a person is mezalzel benetilas yadayim, That again is a type of pigamen achila. Right away, death. V'alkein na'se'oni. And this is why the Gemara says also, if a person doesn't wash his hands properly for bread, the punishment is he becomes poor. Ki ein lo parnosa, because he loses his parnosa. Ki ikar ha'parnosa vo ha'shirus nimshach me ha'yodayim shiesh b'yam ha'chochmo kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter on Likutei Moran that we're basing this on here, that parnosa comes from the yodayim shebiyam ha'chochmo. There's a certain terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma, that's where Parnosa comes from. Sheze Nimshach Alidei Netilas Yodayim Kanal. Whereby this concept of Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma is something that a person taps into when he washes his hands for the meal. That washing of the hands means attaching yourself to this concept of Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma. The hands with Sechel, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, because as we learned before, the water is a concept of Yam HaChochma, Meme Hadas. V'alkein omar Rav Chisda, ano mashoi moloi chafnoi mayo, v'yohovuli moloi chafnoi tivusa. And this is why Rav Chisda, who was known in the Gemara to be a very wealthy person, he said, I wash my hands with a full cup of water, and Hashem bestows upon me a full cup of goodness. He was very wealthy. Came from the fact that he used the full cup. When he washed his hands, he didn't do it skimpily, he did it full. Ki mishom nimshach ha'ashirus v'parnosa. Because that's where the wealth comes from, and that's where parnosa comes from. It comes from the hands, and it comes specifically from Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma, from hands that are plugged into Chochma. And that's what a person plugs into when he washes his hands properly for bread. We mentioned before, we'll repeat it, that the Rosh Hashanah of Al Netilas Yodayim spells the word Oni. So that this mitzvah of washing one's hands properly for bread is a protection, and it's a tikkun for Oni, that a person should not be an Oni. He should be zecha to Ashiras Digdusha if he does it the right way. Number two, we mentioned that the Zohar HaKadosh says, if I'm not mistaken, that the Rosh Hashanah of Malei Yodenu Mibirchoi Secho, Hashem, please fill our hands from your blessings, the first letters are Mayim, to teach us that again, this mitzvah with Mayim, this mitzvah of washing your hands with water, when it's done properly, it's a segula for Ashirus. It's mesugal to help the person be zecha to Ashirus Nitusha, to wealth and to parnosa. When we talk about parnosa, we say, Poiseach es yodecho umazbia lecho chayrotzim. So therefore, this mitzvah specifically, which is related to the hands, the washing hands properly before eating, is tied into parnosa and Ashirus. For a person that knows this, when they do that, they do it with feeling. You do it, you realize that this is $1 million. The same joy that a person who doesn't know about religion would have if he won the lottery is the joy that a religious Jew, especially a breslover, is supposed to have when he washes his hands for bread. Because what the other guy sees, I believe. By him, if he sees the check for $1 million, he knows he got $1 million. I don't have to see the check, that's baloney. And again, the check in this world is also baloney. What can you buy in this world for $1 million? Bubble gum? More gum? Three? Instead of having one cup of coffee in the morning, I'll have 6 cups of coffee. I'll swim in coffee. I won't drink it, I'll go swimming in it. Saying all the wealth of this world is a joke compared to if the Torah tells you, do this mitzvah, you'll be zecha to Ashirus. Doesn't matter to me if I get it today or tomorrow or in 120 years. In fact, I realize I'm better off if I get it in 120 years. Because whatever wealth they're going to give me here is a joke compared to if the Torah promises that this item gives wealth. The fact that I didn't see it in green dollars until I left the world, no problem. I know that Hashem's computers are in perfect order. They don't forget anything. They don't miss anything. I know if the Torah says this thing is Ashirus, I know it's mine. I believe it by Muna Shlema. It's better than cash in the bank. V'alkein ha-mezalzel b'netilas yodayim chayav misa. Paragraph A. And Rav Nosson Zal says that's... we just did that, right? V'alkein tzorech sheyia hakeli sholem. And this is why the vessel that's being used must be a keli sholem, must be a whole keli. Keli zebechinas talmid, kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'chelek aleph siman nun gimel. A keli, a vessel, is symbolic of a student. A student is compared to a vessel. Just like a vessel receives, a student is one who is receiving from his rabbi. V'alkein tzricho hakeli liyos shlemo kedei shloitia chasera shloitoitzi amayim shemachnisim bo. This is why the keli that's being used for the tilas yadayim must be whole. W-H-O-L-E. It cannot have any holes. O-H-O-L-E's. So that the water, where the water wouldn't be retained. Rakti yeshlemo umaleya. It must be whole and full. Shezebechinas kois shel brocha. Just like the cup that's used when you make birchas hamoz and you use a cup of wine, it's supposed to be a kois mole, a full cup. You have to fill it to the top, and it has to be a kois sholem. The cup has to be whole, no breaks in it, no chips in it.
Ki horas ha-talmid hu b'chinas mole.
Because Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look in the chapter on Likut Imran that we're discussing here, over there Rabbeinu Zal discusses ayeh and mole. Ayeh mekoyim kevoidoi, and meloi chol horetz kevoidoi. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that meloi means full. Full is the concept of the student. Rabbeinu Zal explains there why. Bechinas molei chorez kvoidoi. Bechinas v'yoshua benun molei ruach chochma. There's a pasuk in the Torah where it talks about Yeshua. Yeshua is the symbol of student. And the pasuk says Yeshua was molei. Yeshua is molei and Moshe Rabbeinu is ayeh. Ki somach Moshe yodav olav. Why was Yeshua molei ruach chochma? Yeshua was full of ruach chochma. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had placed his hands upon him. Somach es yodav olav. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. Mole daika kemuvan b'maimarana. Look at the wording of full, as it says over there in the Kutimran at the end. V'oz daika kishakli shubichinas talmud hu b'shlemus b'maloyoy. And in a situation like that, when the Talmud is whole, he's whole and he's full, he's b'shlemus. Then he's able to receive properly the Meme Hadas, the Yama Chochma, this concept of being full of the Kovod of Hashem. And then the concept of a son and a student that's discussed over there in Likut Imran become united. V'oz ha'idezeh yuchal l'tayras ha'yodayim mebchinas yodayim askonias, mebchinas itzvon yodayim, mebchinas yedei aveira. And then the person has the ability to purify his hands from the impurities. The impurities are symbolized by yedei aveira, itzvon yodayim, yodayim askonias, all the different terms that are used in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch to refer to the hands when they're defective. Kizeh ho'ikar. Because Rav Nosson Zal says this is the most important item. Shehatalmidim yasu talmidim acherim kemuvan b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. That the students should want to make more students, as is found in Rabbeinu Zal words. Dahainu lohoyer hadas boilam. That students who are zecha to receive from a tzaddik, what they receive shouldn't just remain with them, but rather they should pass it on to other students, and they should make other students. And that's how you bring the world to be. You eliminate sin from the world by spreading the das, the kedusha. The more das there'll be in the world, the less sins there'll be in the world. Shezeh bechinas netilas yodayim. This is the concept of washing one's hands for suda. It's this concept of maloi cholaretz kavoido. It's this concept of talmud. It's this kind of concept of a keli shoy. All the different things that Rav Nosson Zal mentioned that tie into this. Baruch Hashem.